as record numbers of COVID-19 patients, most of them unvaccinated, show up for treatment in Idaho hospitals, it's nurses and doctors who are bearing the brunt of the emotional toll. Ashley Brown is a registered nurse in the intensive care unit at St. Luke's Meridian. After a couple of her shifts last week, she recorded her thoughts for us. Here's Ashley.
Today is Thursday, September 2nd. It's about 8 p.m. I just got home from work. That was a busy day. This morning when I walked in, we had a COVID patient in every single room on our 14-bed unit. I think the thing is like that it just, you may be doing like okay before you come into the unit. You know, I had meditated this morning. I had gone on a long walk. I was feeling good. And the last time I was in, there were, I think, 9 or 10 patients. And now we're up to 14. And I don't know, you just immediately feel this weight because you have this knowledge that this is really not normal to have all rooms with the same diagnosis. And the majority of those rooms are patients who are on ventilators because they cannot breathe. I spent kind of the first 30 minutes just trying to kind of gather myself because I immediately felt really anxious and very sad. So 14 COVID patients, one of them died today. I was not taking care of that patient. I was taking care of two of the other patients on the floor, one of whom is actually the youngest patient that I've taken care of so far. They're in their 30s and they have kids. I think that's been one of the things that has been new and different kind of this time around, is that it's a younger population and they have young kids. And it just sits with you differently because you know that there are young children who aren't going to grow up potentially with a parent. And granted, I think in this case, like, we don't know what the outcome is going to be, but she did not do well today. We tried to flip her on her back to see if she would breathe okay on her back. And it was immediately evident that she was not breathing well, and we had to flip her back over on her stomach. And then having to communicate that to the family, you know, is hard too, of just knowing that they want to hear good news and not being able to give it to them. That's hard. So today I decided maybe I would try recording some while I'm at work. So right now it's about 8:30 in the morning. And not much has changed overnight. A lot of us keep saying it's like deja vu. Same patients, haven't changed much. We just do it again. I've been thinking a lot about just our healthcare team, just how grateful I am for them. It's also just really nice to have people who have seen what you've seen and are frustrated, like the way that you're frustrated, or, you know, you cried yesterday and then you cry today. Today is September 3rd. It's about 8 in the evening. I just got off of work. We had, I think, 10 COVIDs because yesterday two died. I intubated this gal a couple days ago. I think it was Tuesday. And she died today. When I say intubated, I just mean that we put that tube down so that the patient can be on a vent. All of the patients that I do that to, and, you know, I'm like one of the last people that they talk to, they always sit with me a little bit more. I can think of faces and names of people, you know, this one in room 3, this one in room 4, room 6. And there are multiple people in each of those rooms that you remember. that have passed on. There's just a part of me that just like wants to scream and be like, but this didn't have to be the case. All of the trauma that happens from getting this disease and being one of the unlucky ones that gets sick enough to end up in the ICU and pass away, it just seems so unnecessary. And it's hard not to be angry about that.